email from Enoch Powell corrupted my PC, incited it to be less PC, instructed it to ask me why. In this country is an entire month dedicated to black history. Now, I had only wanted to peruse the threads, weaving through my top 10 friends' pages and maybe glance over an ex I hadn't glanced over in ages, but my PC wouldn't let me click into the network. Instead, incessantly flashed the following capitalized words: discuss the efficacy and the legitimacy of attributing an entire month to black history. It read like an A-level history paper question asked something significant, dripped in pretension. So I did what any good A-level student would. I most focused on the words I most understood. I considered black's conception, contemplated the development of its complex complexion, pondered its concoction by bilious broad brushes, and its beauty conveyed in the quietest of hushes. Not until Garvey did we amass to proclaim black is beautiful, and it's remorseful that I can still hear echoes of Jim Crow, considering the cornerstones of change were laid so long ago. Non-discrimination legislation precedes my existence, yet if I exit the M25's cosmopolitan circumference, I'm still likely to encounter some kind of racial preponderance. Black History Month, the event, is a partial nonsense and a dinghy concurrently, a national fuck buddy, because long term it's not where you want to be, but in the interim it's giving you something you need, explaining why irises perceive it to be an ill-equipped piece of armoury in the war on racial bigotry, another jagged piece to the perplexing puzzle, explaining why as segments become clearer the bigger picture remains muddled. For who eats enough in any one month so that they need not eat for the remainder of the year? No history should be served like irregular, insalubrious indulgences, force-fed under grey October skies. History needs to be ingested slowly, regularly, like nutrients the body needs. Historical segregation perpetuates emasculation, like the faces that give the meaning her and history need interweaving. And we all need to keep mountaintop dreaming. I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day black history will no longer be fettered to places like Windrush Square. And whilst I know when it frees itself from there, I won't be there. None of us will be there. But whilst I am here, whilst we're all here, whilst underground railroad networks are still needed, whilst playing fields are still uneven, whilst our race is still racing and our hearts are still beating, at the mountain top, we must always dream.